Okay, then after that, so we lock the wire arm with green light and these are the SL3. Yeah, that is the same as the O3. And of course, so the we have a lack of 1 degree of freedom, so GRY won't be well aligned to YM, but at least FBM can be locked, so it doesn't matter at this moment. And after that, this is not yet implemented, but the plan is, so we newly installed the QPDs after OMMP2 trans on here to monitor the SL2 and the OMMP1 alignment. So the plan is to lock the XOY arm with IL and centering the OMMP2 trans QPDs by using the SL2 and OMMP1. So then so we can fix the beam spot on OMMP2 with this QPD sequence. So SL2 and OMMP1 can also be managed by this key. And then so this is also not yet implemented, but during O3 we use this. So lock the Y arm or X arm with IR and lock OMC with single arm reflection, and these are the OMP2 and OSDM to maximize the OMC trans signals. And by using this scheme, so OMP2 and OSDM is also managed. So according to the current procedure, so all the mirrors after IMMP1 is managed by ADS or global these QPD. So maybe we can keep the good alignment for all the mirrors related to the parameter by this. So that is the current situation. Okay, so any questions so far? Maybe no. Okay, so then let's briefly review the PRF BMI initial alignment during O3. And during the O3, so after exam alignment, we first lock the PRMI by misaligning the ETMX and the ETMY. And these are the PRM and the BS to maximize the sidebound buildup inside the PR cavity. So, and in this scheme, I think so the PRMI alignment becomes good, but the if my understanding is correct, more reason arm axis and the PR cavity axis, it will be well aligned, I guess. If my understanding is correct. Because we need 3 degrees of freedom to align the PRMI and also the PRC axis and the XMI for YMI. But anyway, then, after this PRMI alignment, the go to the YM alignment and the so misalign PRM and lock the YM and the ETMY.
Can I ask one thing? I yes. might miss, but so you are saying you are gonna align PRMY at one time. Both MIC and a PRM, PRC alignment. Is that right?
sorry, not. So this is what you did during the O3. So
okay,
if my understanding is correct.
That was I did.
Yeah.
Okay. I see.
Yeah.
Almost forgot. Yeah. So why I'm asking is that here we are doing like a first align Michelson.
Mm-hmm.
We are using waveform sensors, but basically same align Michelson, and then misalign BS. Yeah, misalign BS or ITM or whichever. I mean, I think BS, misalign BS and align PRM,
uh-huh,
and lock the PRC,
uh-huh,
X, yeah, and align PRM. So it's also another procedure.
Oh, okay, so separate the BS alignment and the PRC align.
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
BS with Michelson and PRM with Park. Yeah, Park.
Okay.
But yeah, now I kind of remember that we might do. But so these are the BS and what we feeding back? Pop 90?
Yeah, Pop 90.
Okay. So it was working, right?
Yes.
Then it's fine.
Okay, and after that, we align the YM with the IR. And maybe so during this alignment, only the DISA is engaged with the ETMY. So that means, of course, the degrees of freedom is not enough for aligning the YM. So maybe the YM is not maximized, but they are well aligned for PRF PMI initial lockup. So that is the alignment procedure for during the O3. Yeah. And so the old procedure is, of course, promising way to lock the PRF PMI because we can lock the PRF PMI during the O3. So, but I think this have the several issues. And one is the PLC axis and arm cavity axis won't be matched because the effect of the PRM and misalignment. Because so the PRMI alignment, during the PRMI alignment, PRM is aligned, but during the arm alignment, so PRM is misaligned, so injection axis can be changed, and this makes some mismatching of the exam and the Michelson freedom, something like that. And also the YM alignment won't be best because so the we have a lack of DOF, one DOF. And also the so the final one is the critical one, the beam spot on each mirror. It's not after PRM will be shifted from the FPMI alignment. And since we have already confirmed the current FPMI alignment is almost the center, hit the center of each mirror. So we want this all. So to avoid this issue, so I plan to align the PR cavity by using the IMMT1, IMMT2, and the PRM. So that is my proposal for the PRM alignment. And so this PRM alignment is done after all the FPM alignment I already explained was done. So all the alignment of the PL2, PL3, BS, and so on is good if the injection axis is good. So after doing the initial alignment for FBMI, I aligned the PLM and locked the PRMI with the YS signal. And these are the both IMMT1 and the IMMT2 and also the PLM to maximize the POP90 Tidemann build up inside the PL cavities. So in this scheme, we can keep the beam spot and the beam upshifts after PL2. And also we use the 3 degrees of freedom PL, the axis and cavity axis should be matched and maximized. But the one not good point is so IMT1 and IMT2 is a type C suspension and the range is not so large. So now I'm not sure the IMT1 and IMT2 upshift range is enough for doing this kind of thing. So I will check later, but basically this scheme is, so after aligning the PLM, so of course the injection axis is shifted due to the misalignment effect and also the wedge of the PLM. But by delivering these three mirrors, so after the becoming good alignment, this beam axis should be matched to the X arm and Y arm. So that is a new proposal. So
sorry again, I missed. But so you are saying, sorry. So lock the what? Okay.
Lock the PRMI.
PRMI, and these are.
Three mirrors to maximize the POP90.
So what the difference? I don't get it.
So the if we move the BS after aligning the FBMI, so the we change the beam spot after BS. We have already confirmed that after initial alignment of the for the FBMI, so beam spot on SL3, SL2, and so on is good. So we don't want to move our BS a lot after the FBMI initial alignment. So I propose to the maximize the PRMI by using the injection axis. So that is the main
thing. So the PRMI alignment means that the both cavity and the Michelson?
Yes.
With misaligned PRM?
Yes.
So
misaligned PRM.
Okay, I see.
So if we, these are the BS, so the misaligned effect of the PRM is compensated by BS. That means the beam spot after BS is changed due to the wedge of PRM and also the shift due to the misalignment.
So I have tried that kind of thing. But for some reason, I remember that I couldn't really align without the BS.
Okay, yeah. Do you remember the reason?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
And yeah, I just gave up.
Yeah, in fact, not yet finished, but I partially already tried and in fact, the PR cavity is moving a lot. Not PR cavity, but the IMMT1 and the IMMT2 moving a lot. But this one. it's difficult to see, but the log of TRM is something around here, and engage the ADS to IMFT1 and IMFT2 and TRM around here, and the POP 19 becomes better, but around here, so in fact, the IMFT1 actuated, saturated, and no more aligned. So,
yes. So, one thing I remember is that, like, try aligning PRM or PRMI or PARC or whatever, use IMMT1 and 2, then it seemed like to move fortunately, I mean, infinity to endless motion kind of thing. So, we wonder that, if those IMT 1 and 2 has the degeneration in terms of the GUI phase, but it's not actually, it was actually not, I remember. So yeah, anyway, I don't know why we have such thing happen, but yeah, that's the reason, I remember one reason why I gave up this alignment procedure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, yeah, that is the most the critical point, and now I'm not sure. Yeah, as I like here, so yeah, IMMT1 and IMMT2 now moving a lot, and in the current situation, so actually that can be saturated, but I'm not sure if we initially offloaded to the one direction, which is good for the PRMY, then it will be saturated or it can be saved. So maybe we need to check. And if, yeah, even though we move the Pico motor, so the IMT1 and IMT2, grid phase difference is very small and cannot be aligned the PRMI, maybe we need to again consider that. How do you mean?
Yeah. Okay, so actually I have to leave soon. So make one comment.
Okay.
Here. So we have like initial alignment procedure like this.
Yeah.
You know, lock the exam, align the injection, and lock MIG, wave processor, and park, talk kind of thing we have. Mm-hmm. And we do almost every day in during our commissioning terms. First thing we do is that initial alignment. But after that initial alignment, we try to lock. And in that process, the first thing is after we lock the LS DOM, we already have some procedure to, I mean, we will have to realign ETMs to get good coincidence of the two cavity reflections. And also, after locking DRMI, we tweak the PRM and SRM. And finally, we got locked. Then everything, all of the wavefront sensor is working and bring all of the mirror to optimal alignment. After that, we can just bring all the mirror back to that position. Then just Guardian can lock without any log loss. But before we got first full log of that day, we need some tweak after initial alignment. So from this experience, the comment or my thinking is that if you can lock that initial alignment procedure is good already. Don't okay. think too much. Yeah,
okay.
That is my comment.
Yeah.
But of course, you need some initial alignment procedure. And if it's good, of course, it's, you know, save the time to lock. But at some point, you have to give up. And I don't think we can, you know, make perfect plan for initial alignment without any alignment after locking. Yeah.
Okay, that's a good one. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And yeah, also one large difference is that, yeah, in fact, the Kagura's wavefront sensor is not used. So, yeah. But anyway, yeah.
So anyway, even, you know, in Kagura case, we need wait for align the PRM with visa during the lock procedure, right? After initial alignment.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yes, yes.
So we have to wait for a while by, you know, PRM is aligned. So, but it was working. So I thought that was fine. And so this kind of thing is important to think this initial alignment procedure. And yeah, you guys don't have wavefront sensor yet, but you still have like ADS or other desiring alignment system. So if you can use it during the lock acquisition procedure, it's also kind of initial alignment procedure, right? Yep.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Any other questions or comments? No. Okay, then in fact, that is the honestly all for my great talk. So, yeah. Okay, so are there any questions, comments, discussions related to overall the today's
I forgot the details, but if I remember correctly, in O3 there was an issue that the Y arm IL alignment was not possible if PRMI was not aligned or something. So usually we align X arm and then move on to Y arm and then we align PRC, but in O3 somehow we did X arm and then PRC and then Y arm.
Yeah, maybe this one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, you alight, so the PRM alignment, so the somehow metering was not good if YM alignment design using DS and the ETM one before the right. PRM alignment. Yeah.
Is this situation in still there or is it solved?
So at least the current my proposal, it doesn't happen.
Okay, and so because, you mean, is it a proposal or are you using this already?
Partially using already, but not yet fully finished.
Okay. How about the beam centering?
Which mirror?
The beam centering on the sapphire mirrors, ITM and ETM?
ETM is centered. FireWise.
Okay, so
the ITM X and ITM Y is not controlled because just the ADF was engaged, but it seems the almost same.
Okay, so when we had O3, so there was an external review for the alignment procedure, and we propose to automate the alignment procedure so that we can center the beam on ITM, and at least we can keep the beam position on ITM and ETM every day.
Mm-hmm.
We want to automate the process, and to automate, maybe we don't want to use our eyes to fix the position on ETMs.
Yeah.
So are there any plans for doing it automatically?
So that's a good question. And in fact, I have no idea at this moment. But one possibility is to use the transmission keys.
Yeah.
So, and, current okay. Initial alignment procedure, so for example, the green X lock, we use some kind of DZAT with ITM X and the ETM X. And the PLC is manually aligned, but if we use transmission QPD signal feedback to the PLC, of course, the beam spot on form QPD can be controlled by PLC automatically.
I see. And so there was a proposal. Is it a proposal? I don't know. But there was an idea to use like TCAM to center the beam. I don't say center the beam. To fix the beam on ETM.
At LIGO, did or front did do, or I'm not sure, but I heard that the LIGO using some kind of camera image is feedback to the mirrors and center the beam spot on ETM and ITM.
Yeah, I heard that Chintan-kun or someone made some script to
get Of course, so the we developed, in fact, Yuzuhara-kun developed the kind of the analyze the beam center, but for X arm it seems working, but for I arm, Y arm, it is a little bit difficult due to ETM Y have a large scattering on the surface.
I see.
So I'm not sure we can use this kind of script to the control the beam spot on the ITM and ETM by changing some kind of the procedure of the analysis. Anyway, the code was developed.
How about buffer PDs? Are they restored or?
I haven't checked buffer PDs.
Okay. Maybe buffer PDs can use to align the beam. Thanks.
Okay, I'm sorry to be late. Do you have any question or comments? Not. So should try several methods. Find the proposal, but Nakano-kun's proposal is still based on the old one.
According to Nakano-kun's comment, so Nakano-kun try this kind of thing, but the I'm Duan and I'm D2 drifted a lot and this scheme was not working well. So
you have still partially tried.
Yeah, partially tried and moves a lot. And now the actuator was, well, the actuator was saturated, but I'm not sure if we initially offloaded the IMM1 and IMM2. So I want to try that kind of thing. And if it doesn't work, so maybe we need to move back to the original alignment or other mirrors alignment. Yeah.
Thank you. So let's try your plan first.
So my kind of guess on why it may not work is that so you are designing, there's this basically this power cycling cavity, power cycling microson, short microson cavity is a single cavity, but you are actuating on three mirrors.
Yes.
And so, well, at a glance, it looks like it's overdetermined or the too many degrees of freedom, but actually, because there is a Michelson part, it's not a simple cavity, but the Michelson fringe also comes into play. So probably, in principle, so actuating on three mirrors should work theoretically. However, my guess, this is just my guess, but my guess is that the Michelson fringe, the effect of the Michelson fringe is probably too weak, in a sense that so if the Michelson contrast, Michelson contrast, if the Michelson contrast gets worse, of course we have a smaller cavity power buildup, but probably that effect is much milder or moderate compared with the misalignment of the direct misalignment of the mirrors. And maybe that is the reason why we have a large drift in the IMMT1 and 2, because so if we forget about, for example, the Michelson contrast effect, it's a simple, and assume that the power cycling cavity is just a single for pro cavity, and you have the end mirror fixed. End mirror is in this case the ITM compound ITMs. The alignment of that mirror is fixed, but you can align the PRM mirror at any angle and compensate for that misalignment with the IMMT1 and 2. So in this case, you cannot determine the design process will not converge. And as I said, because there is a Michelson contrast constraint, theoretically it shouldn't be the case, but still the Michelson contrast effect is probably weaker. So we allow for a large drift of IMM, so that these three mirrors configuration, design configuration does not converge as much as quickly as we want it. This is just my guess, but could be the reason. So, yeah,
that's right. But in that case, I guess the PRM is drifting.
Yeah, PRM, small PRM, yeah. So PRM is drift can be, and the IMMT1 and 2 will follow that one, yeah.
Yeah, but in fact, I tried just once, but at that time, IMD1 and IMD2 is drifting, but the PRM is not drifting.
Hmm. I see.
So, yeah, maybe I need to try once again, but it's strange.
Yeah, that's strange. Yeah. Okay. But I think anyway, yeah, we need to try and try to figure out what's wrong, well, why this scheme does not work properly, or find a way to make it work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, any other opinion? Okay, thank you very much, Yoshima-kun. So we will try it again. Okay. Thank you very much for your attending. I'm sorry to be late.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.